A recent carving from Sawa Sen First Nation, TFN, artist Carl Morgan is now posted outside the Global Container Terminal's Deltaport operations. And its message is to care for the water, so it can continue to be fished and worked on. And I hope that it inspires everybody who sees it, to stop and remember that the Salish Sea needs to be protected and cared for. In return, we will still be able to fish, to work on the waters and have it pollution-free as possible, Morgan said in a video that was made as he carved the house post. He added that he has been carving for about 35 years. Through carving, you really learn more about all aspects of the culture. You learn about the language. You learn about traditions. You learn about protocol and you learn a lot about your entire culture, so I've appreciated that very much, Morgan said. Staff from both GCT and TFN gathered at the unveiling of the house post outside GCT Deltaport's administrative building on November 10. The house post is made of red cedar and titled the Salish Sea Spirit and features an orca breaching the water, over which is positioned an eagle with a salmon. GCT posted the video on YouTube saying the house post was raised to bring awareness to the land on which it's located. Given GCT Deltaport's distinctive location, the Salish Sea Spirit House Post acts as a beacon that tells the story of two neighbors, Global Container Terminals and Sawa Sen First Nation, with shared goals for protecting our vibrant ecosystem and building stronger relationships within our community, GCT said. The legacy that Carl leaves behind with this house post acts as a momentous landmark that signifies the continuation of GCT's and TFN's positive relationship, built on mutual respect and a common goal to protect these lands.